You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Travel. This travel feature is brought to you by Lyft SA's most flexible airline. And on the line, I'm happy to introduce Mduduzi Vilakazi, the acting CEO of Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. Mduduzi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jono, for hosting me, and good afternoon to your listeners at home.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I believe you guys kicked off on the 1st of June the winter campaign for Mpumalanga Tourism, and that's for the domestic tourism market, right? And you're hoping to get a lot of Gautengelings and other provinces to venture into the Mpumalanga area. Now, what have you got in store, and what's this this specific campaign aimed at, and what are we telling our people about Mpumalanga this time around?
No, we're mainly targeting families. Ours is to build a social cohesion that relates mainly to the South African. So we are targeting families. We know that there will be a June vacation, and therefore parents should take their kids to Mpumalanga. We have a plethora of activities that we are lining up, and the packages relate to these activities. We also have beautiful attractions in Mpumalanga that we think everyone who has never been to Mpumalanga will assume South Africa looks like Gauteng. But South Africa does not look like Gauteng. Mpumalanga is a place to go if you want to have peace, tranquil, and also enjoy a week.
Hey, but Mduduzi, we've got wonderful mine dumps up here in the Big Smoke. So, you know, they're great to look at, but not as much as some of the rolling hills in Mpumalanga. Now, you said you've got some wonderful attractions. If you had to pick your top three attractions for Mpumalanga tourism, just to give us a sort of a wet the palate, what would those be?
One is Kruger National Park, which hosts the Big Five Wildlife, and we think that is an attraction on its own. People do not know the type of African species that we have, and I think if they visit Kruger, they will learn a lot about it. We have tour guides that take you through the process during the game drive. We also have the popular Panorama Route. Panorama Route hosts a variety of attractions, 11 big waterfalls. We also have God's Window, which is the highest altitude above sea level, with the potholes, which relate to the correlation of two rivers. One is a dirty river and one is a clean river, which creates what we call potholes, not potholes on the road, but potholes in a form of a correlation that happens on a rock. We also have Swatini Dam, which is at the Lady River Canyon, the third largest canyon in the world, but the biggest green canyon in the world. The other two are not green canyons. The biggest green canyon is found there in Lady River Canyon. So we also have Powhatan Makonjwa Mountain, which reflects the origin of Earth. It stems a rock formation dating back 3.5 billion years. So if you want to know the origin of the world, you can come to Mpumalanga. We also have many other attractions that relate to sacred places, your Sutoka caves, where people go and pray for powers. We also have where people go and for fertility. So, as a plethora of also poses.
Mduduzi, let me just come in there, if you don't mind. Could you just move around a little bit? Because we seem to be losing you at the end there. If you could just put some tinfoil around your phone or something and give us a bit of signal, it would be great. But try again. Mduduzi, are you there?
Yeah,
let's try again. I think we got you back.
Yeah. Also,
I think we're struggling there with Mduduzi Vilakazi from Mpumalanga Tourism, the acting CEO. Let's give it one more try. We're going to push you back to the producers and see if we can get you on a better line. But I mean, geez, some of the stuff that he mentioned there, besides the obvious, I mean, Kruger National Park. And I suppose, you know, I say obvious, but some people have probably never been to the Kruger Park, which is very, very sad. And I think that's one of the big things is about this campaign is to try and get those kind of people into the park to experience something that's on there on the back door back door of where you basically stay. And the potholes, that sounded amazing. I mean, he said a clean river and a dirty river flow into each other and it creates this wonderful pothole effect. I would love to see that. I must say, I've only seen pictures of it, never really been there. But let's just go back to Mduduzi just to wrap up there. Mduduzi, let's try you now.
Yeah, I don't know whether you can hear me now.
I can hear you now. So we've got a minute left. If you want to let us know where people can go to get more information, where to book, etc., etc., that would be great.
We have tourism operators that you can find in various websites, which is www.mpumalanga.com, which will give you information about attracting.
Okay, that line's not great, not holding up there. But if you want more information about this winter campaign by Mpumalanga Tourism, go to mpumalangatourism.com. You can get all the information there. And hopefully you'll book yourself a wonderful holiday for yourself and your family or even a romantic getaway. And if you do go, please take photos and videos of the potholes and tag me on Twitter at John Aloud. We'd really, really love to see it. So when it comes to fuss-free flying, Lyft is SA's most flexible airline. With Lyft, travelers can enjoy complete peace of mind throughout their journey, from easy online bookings to fee-free changes and cancellations. With up to 25 daily flights, 3 major destinations, and a premium business class inspired offering, Lyft caters to every kind of traveler, even those with small dogs. Their dog-friendly flights mean you can fly with your small dog in the cabin. Plus, when you look forward to free coffee and snacks on every flight, you can experience Lyft for yourself. Visit lyft.co.za to book your seat now.